2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, we are going to be discussing possibly... No, not possibly. We are going to be discussing the most important decision of the day, which is, of course, what type of socks to wear. Apparently, you can tell a Gen Z from a millennial from the way they wear their socks. Socks are a big fashion statement now, you know, from getting ready for the gym, sliding into your favourite runners, or even picking a pair for a date night. Sometimes the choice is overwhelming. So here to discuss, we have fashion journalist Laura Mullett to talk us through the trends and give us lost souls some tips. Laura, how are you?
I'm very well. This is a very serious topic and I'm glad we're broaching it together, Lottie.
Thank you for taking the correct tone with me. I had genuinely no idea that this was such a big thing.
Oh, it's serious business. And I mean, we don't want to be discriminated against as millennials. So we just need to find a way to bridge this unfortunate gap.
Well, okay, so where did this start? Where did this trend begin?
Well, do you know what? I think a lot of it stems from streetwear. I think, okay, you know, if you kind of look back even to like kind of early 1990s hip hop, you can see an awful lot of crew socks being like a huge fashion statement or whatever. I feel like fashion is so cyclical, like it's so repetitive or whatever. But what's happened a lot with Gen Z is they're really into athleisure and being comfortable. Like they wear runners to nightclubs. I can't cope with that side of things. But socks...
Runners used to be banned from nightclubs.
I know. And I do think it's like, I know it's so comfortable and lovely, but like I miss that kind of stiletto business casual to the club thing. But in terms of socks, what Gen Z tend to do is like wear them loudly and proudly. So they tend to be a key part of the outfit. Now, it's not as much, it is a bit like slogans, logos, whatever, but your socks are apparently a way to show your personality. So millennials wear like ankle socks and try and make them invisible and hidden. And Gen Z, they're like the punctuation of the outfit. So they want socks that are edgy, cool, street style. And even if you look at fashion weeks, and you can even see the age gap being bridged there because people are kind of starting to wear these sport socks, which Anna Wintour, who's just retired, would actually be disgusted with this movement because she likes clean, polished, whatever, but embellishment detail. But I think when it comes down to socks, yeah, they're becoming a big deal, and it's okay to wear the kind of likes of crew, but they just have to be, have a shape, have a method to the madness, and they have to look cool. Like clean footwear is key.
So it's not about the design, it's about the style.
It's kind of about the style and like having a little bit of detail or print or whatever. So like if someone's wearing like a really plain monochromatic outfit, maybe contrasting the socks. Neon socks are still uncool, so you're not really supposed to wear neon.
Oh God,
you can have
okay.
slogans, but you're not supposed to have any brands that are controversial because Gen Z is a bit more woke, which I'm not insulting. I think that can be a really positive thing. But like let's say you're not to wear... let's say X brand on your socks. Oh, that's kind of uncool. That's not the thing. So let's say a brand like Loewe, they're considered so cool. Loewe socks.
Oh my god!
And high-low dressing, like this is a generation that's really into thrifting and upcycling. So they'll spend money on their socks instead. I'm just riveted
what?
By this. Yeah. So the investment
no.
piece can be the socks and let's say the Jordans, like really, really good runners. Because I mean, remember, you're wearing these to the nightclub. So you've got your day to night footwear. They're luxurious. They're minded. There's a caretaking element to them. And socks are to be like clean. And like with the crew socks, like a little bit scrunched down. And a lot of girls wear them to the gym. Like I've seen kind of women on TikTok being like, oh my God, it's kind of like 80s leg warmers. And then a girl is like, what do you mean 80s? Like what? And I'm like, oh my God. So yeah.
So what about somebody like me? What I like to do is I like to have like a versatile sock. Like I like to have an all-rounder sock. So I've been buying the same sock for years.
Okay, show us those babies.
Okay, so I'm going to show them to you now. I've been buying the same sock for years. I go in, I bulk buy.
Yeah.
So the same sock goes with every outfit. So I'm not like putting on an outfit and saying, I wonder what sock I'm going to match this outfit to.
Yeah.
So obviously I've been doing things completely wrong. This is the sock.
Okay, that's pretty standard. No jail time.
How would you describe this?
It's like a lovely fitted crew sock. It's almost an ankle sock, which again would get you in serious trouble with the new generation. But no, it frames. You've got a cute runner. The runners are clean. We like it. It's cool. We've got a bit of an Adidas vibe going on. Yeah, I think you're cool. Yeah. I think we're on the fringes of being cool. We're never going to be quite there, but like all we can do is try.
So should my sock be longer?
I think a little bit of length is good if you're wearing something shorter.
Okay.
So
okay.
Apparently it's kind of with, it's like with that little kind of summer vintagey dress vibe. That's where you wear the socks and the trainers, and it can look very kind of Keira Knightley in the 2000s, like a bit of a pared back pottering around London kind of cool girl vibe. But the thing is about socks is it's fabrics as well. Like, so if you kind of, you look for the likes of merino wool. So let's say if you're a businessman and you're kind of trying to go for trendy, cool socks, you're not supposed to show what we call ankle cleavage. So you don't want a peekaboo. You're going to want socks that are like kind of similar tone to your pants, so they elongate your legs. Don't cut off your legs at the wrong point. Like, there is a science to this, guys. People are getting personal shoppers for their socks out there.
Hang on. Surely a wool sock means a sweaty foot.
Oh my God, no. This is the best part of the whole story. A merino wool sock, a really good quality sock, will keep your feet cool in the summer and warm in the winter. So that's probably the best sock to invest in, so to speak.
Oh my goodness.
I know, it's wild.
What about, like, I've seen people wearing long white socks with, like, sandals.
Yeah.
Like Birkenstocks. Is that okay to do now?
Do you know what, lads? I think in the comfort of your own home, let your freak flag fly. But I think for, let's say, if you're in a dating situation and you're going to meet someone, I think it says a lack of effort. If you've got Crocs or Birks with socks, it can look a little bit slovenly or unpolished. I think there's sort of a vibe to this that shoes can be a kind of a means of respect. It can kind of say how you feel about someone. You want to match the energy of what someone else is wearing a little bit. So you don't want to look like you're dressed to Netflix and chill and someone else is dressed to have a night on the tiles.
So what's a dating sock?
So a dating sock would be the likes of the merino. So like a wool that's kind of a similar tone. Like if you look at Scandinavian style, it used to be really minimalist and now they've become more maximalist. So it can be a sock that has a little bit of personality but goes with your outfit. Doesn't clash too heavily. Doesn't cut off at the wrong point with your pants. Like jorts are really in. So like you'll see a lot of young.
What is a jort?
A jort is like a jeans shorts. You know, like rappers used to wear in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know those kind
yeah.
of big bags? But girls and boys are wearing them. And like women are starting to wear Bermuda shorts now. So that's like the business version of the jeans shorts that like Eminem and all would have worn. So like it's just so funny. That's where kind of the socks and the shoes are important. That it's a cool runner that's maybe got a statement colour. So let's say if your runners are red, white and black. You're going to pick one of those colours to be the primary colour of your sock. And then you can go really minimalist up top. So it's as I've made an effort.
Laura, this
I know.
Is complex. Do you know what? I don't like my husband's socks.
Oh no.
So he wears those socks that, you know, they kind of just covered the ankle.
Yeah.
Like to the point that they don't even come up past the ankle of the shoe. They're below it.
Yeah.
And I'm always looking at him thinking, are you not always constantly terrified that your sock is going to slip under your ankle and you're going to be permanently uncomfortable for the rest of the day?
Oh, you'd see the boys at Ascot, and I'm not being in any way unkind about the kind of Peaky Blinder aesthetic, but I find that what they're missing is socks, because they're kind of the finishing touch, that really structured kind of three-piece suit, paisley kind of vibe. But yeah, you can see the red on the back of the heels. So men haven't discovered blister plasters, trimming their leg hair, or proper socks. And like if anyone is confused, Google Paul Mesca. Like he has nailed this O'Neill's shorts thing. You know, I think there's an element of when you're wearing socks and men are wearing their legs out, you know, a little leg hair trim, a little bit of moisturizer, you know, hydrate the skin. If we were going out, Lottie, wouldn't we do the full everything shower? Our legs would be shining like a seal. So I think it's about hydrating the skin, and then you do tend to look more polished head to toe.
But I think is a lad who's wearing those kind of ankle socks now deemed to be uncool?
1,000,000%.
Oh,
like
dear.
Out of the friendship group.
Sorry,
out of
Fabio.
The WhatsApp group.
Sorry, Fab. What about socks and loafers?
So socks and loafers, I know that can feel a little bit like a minefield. You want them to be a bit invisible, but you don't want them to slip down and hurt your ankle. So do you know the way if you like go into lots of those big department stores in Ireland, you're going to see those socks. They're like sports socks, but they're more hidden, but they have a little bit of a gel backing.
Those are the ones that he wears. Yeah,
they're fine for loafers, right? They're grand for loafers because they're kind of invisible. But I actually still, what I would do is, if your loafers are new or sore, I would get a crew sock, right? I'd warm it up on the rad really hot or in the dryer, shove it into your loafer, let it cool to expand. Then I would potentially align those blister plasters, like the things. I would line them with that, especially if you're going to an event where you're going to be a wedding or something, you're going to be on your feet all day. And then I would wear those socks, because an external blister plaster, and it will hold the sock. I'm not talking about every day, guys, but if a pair of shoes is hard to break in, this is
Jesus,
where I do
Laura,
have empathy.
You've really thought about this.
I know,
you?
Like we're taking it serious.
Okay, so what I really need to know is socks with prints, because my friend Andrew Dupuyre, who works on the show, is wearing Superman socks today.
Yeah.
So what kind of category does he fit into? Spider-Man, sorry, I thought it was Superman. Spider-Man socks. Jeez, sorry, Andrew.
You know, some girls can be really harsh and they'd say, they throw around things like serial killer. But like, we're not going to do that to him today.
Andrew.
No, I'm only joking. What I'd say is like, 100% no, he's okay. He's grand. He can wear them. But what it is, it's like, it's just not with a cropped trouser. You're not supposed to wear them in kind of a way that you're really trying to show them off. A little glimmer of a funky sock is grand.
Oh, like, there's okay. Lots a tease.
A little tease.
A tease, Andrew.
Like, I've seen guys with, you know, ninja mutant turtle socks. And I'm like, oh, they're kind of cool. Like, there's lots of Irish companies that do these fun novelty socks. I think it's not about kind of confining people that they can't be fun or like have a little bit of crack. Fashion is supposed to be playful. The whole point is not to take yourself too seriously. But I think mixing comfort and style, it can be a whole vibe. I think printed socks every day of the week can probably feel a little bit like juvenile. But I think if you're wearing them for fun and wearing them for comfort, sure, my God, you're
what
dead
right. What socks have you on right now?
I have little crew socks on with stripes. Okay. But I know if I was to wear a little dress or a little placer, I think they'd look nice.
I feel like everybody listening right now is looking under their desk at their mate's socks or at their boss's socks and just judging.
I put myself out there for eternal scrutiny on this topic, so I've realised now the spotlight's on me. It's a big responsibility,
it
you know.
It is, Laura. It's a big responsibility. Where can people find you?
So, guys, I'm on Instagram, Laura Mullet Stylist. If you have any sock dilemmas, I'm your girl. If you have any problems in the dead of night, just slide into my DMs. Oh, send me pictures of your socks, and me and Lottie will help you.
You've opened up a door there, Laura. Thanks a million.
We need to close it.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.